Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, host of our show. And as you could tell, I'm not in my office today. I'm actually on the road. I'm up in Orange, California, and I'm staying in a nice little hotel. So you could see that I don't have all my regalia on the wall and stuff like that. So sometimes it's good to shake it up. And I've got a question for you, Gal. It's just like, what if what you're feeling right now isn't personal but collective? There's a lot going on in our world right now, and sometimes it's so easy to take things personally, but I feel there's a bigger picture going on. And when we have the awareness that this is where we could step into our power and really create from our inner pool of resources. So we're going to be talking about collective rebirth and the new earth today. And people have been talking about the new earth, jumping paradigms to the fifth dimensional reality and bunches of other buzzwords. And we are actually on the threshold of the end of an era and the beginning of the new earth consciousness. So, you know, my take on this is that once we kind of get to the point where humanity has woken up enough, what happens from a frequency and vibration standpoint is that more light is being shown into the area. Probably more light has been shown onto Earth than ever before. And all the things that were hidden, subconscious, or even covert, a big beam of light is shining on all of that. And because we're clearing out everything that is no longer aligned with where we're going. And what you're seeing is the things that have always been there, but a big beacon of light is being shown on them so you could really see them. And case in point, it's like the whole thing with the trafficking, the whole thing with all the corruption that's going on in the world. It's just like, you know, everything that was done under the sun, they've been exposed. When you're moving from one way of being to another or changing eras, so just know that, because that gives the illusion that things are catastrophic and they're bad. I'm going to offer you this idea that maybe the light needs to be shown on these dark areas so we could see them, and now we know what we're dealing with, and then we can move forward. So with that being in mind, you know, we're going to kind of share some points as to how you could maneuver better through this time of, I'm going to say, metamorphosis, transformation, and in great expansion. So many of us may be experiencing, you know, exhaustion. You know, maybe you're feeling lots of different emotions. You feel like maybe you're on the verge of being schizophrenic because your identity keeps changing. And maybe there's grief without a clear cause. You're feeling that, or a deep yearning for something more meaningful. This is not anything to do with dysfunction. This is an initiation, okay? It's like a new beginning. It's like you're being born into a new reality. And as we know, for, you know, those who've had children, birthing is not for sissies. It's just like, you know, it's a tough thing. And also, each one of us were born, so we may not consciously be aware of what our birth was like. Some of us might be. But yes, it was not a comfortable thing, okay? And rarely is rebirth comfortable. It requires surrender, trust, and and conscious participation. This is not the time to go back to the slumber that we have all awakened from. And I feel that once you have awoken, it's hard to go back to being asleep. So what do you do? What's one to do with all of that? So the other thing I want to address too is the new earth is not something that happens to us. It is something we co-create through our energy, choices, and consciousness. And I want to say that again. The new earth is not something that happens to us. It is something we co-create through our energy, our choices, and consciousness. So how are you showing up in your life? You know, why does it feel like everything is being dismantled all at once? So let's talk a little bit about collective rebirth. It mirrors personal rebirth, chaos shedding, uncertainty, and emergence. The old systems built on fear, separation, control, hierarchy, abuse of power, to name a few, can no longer sustain higher frequencies. And we are witnessing this right now. We are living this because it's almost as if there is a dichotomy, like people who are in the old system built on fear and people who are awakened and more are leaning towards the paradigm that's being built on love. So you could see there's a huge contrast, right? So a lot of times what happens when something's on the verge of collapsing, whatever is there that the people are, if they're in separation control, it's they feel the pressure that something is changing and they feel like they're losing control. So they try to be even more controlling. And so I think we're witnessing that. We have, I know I'm in the United States, but I know this could be globally as well. There's a lot of things happening where there's been beacons shown on the very dark areas in our culture, in our world, in the universe, basically. And what we're witnessing is the illusion, okay, because it's not collapsing. What's collapsing is not life, it's illusion, okay? So the illusion of, you have to be, you're going to be controlled. Somebody has to, you have to give your power away to somebody else. You are living in fear. This is shifting. And a lot of times the people who are in control, they know that they're losing control, so they just twist it up a couple more notches to be more in control. Have you ever witnessed anybody in your life who's a control fiend? I know I could speak from my own personal experience. I love my sisters dearly, but one sister in particular, when my parents were making their transitions, it's a very daunting place. And I have one sister who's very, has a tendency to be very controlling. And when she was feeling really stressed, it was like the control thing just turned up a couple of notches and you're like, oh my God. So it's very telling when you observe people where they're at. And I feel what's happening in our world is that people are feeling that things are changing and they're trying to hang on to the old for dear life because God forbid. So they just crank it up a few notches. And this is what we're witnessing. Now, our nervous system is going to feel this first, which is why many feel anxious, overwhelmed, and like untethered. It's like they don't feel like they're in their nice little box and everything's perfect and in their perfect world. Our awareness allows us to move from resistance to conscious participation. So I'm going to ask you this. Are you in resistance to change and what's happening, or are you being aware and consciously participating? Okay, there's a difference there. When you have that awareness, you can make different choices. The resistance sometimes is the react mode. The conscious participation is more of our awareness. So in my one-to-one sessions, when I work with many clients, I find that sometimes they think that sometimes they're wrong, there's something wrong with them, only to realize they're actually ahead of the curve. And if you're going through this in your life, I'd like to support you navigating your own rebirth. I offer private sessions, and they're available through my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. So another thing that's happening, we're releasing the old earth paradigms, okay? And we know that we could probably name a few. It's like control, abuse of power, me versus we. So I'm going to ask you, we're all going through our personal evolution as well, not only globally, but we all contribute to that in some way, shape, or form. What are you afraid to let go of, even though it no longer feels right for you? Okay. It may be as simple as, cutting out sugar in your diet, to maybe moving to a different home in a different part of the country, different part of the world. Whatever, you're afraid to let go of, sometimes that's the thing you need to do. So, just let's talk about old earth paradigms. And they include things that are built on fear, like scarcity, unworthiness, powerlessness, external authority, where, somebody outside of yourself has control over you, and fear-based survival. And we've all experienced this in one way, shape, or form, and it comes through our ancestral lineage, our dimensional lifetimes, past lifetimes, and possibly even future ones. These programs live in the subconscious nervous system and energy field of who we are, not just the mind. Okay. The mind is one part of that. When we releasing it isn't about fighting the old, it's about choosing resonance with the new. So it's not about throwing up the white flag, I surrender. It's realizing that, okay, this is not working for me any longer, and I'm choosing a different way. I want to remind people that being compassionate right now is the key to all of this, okay? And most important is having self-compassion, compassion for self. Many of us are very sensitive, we're empathic, we're, intuitives. And what happens is that we feel things at a very deep level. And a lot of times, this stuff that's going on, it really isn't ours to take on as our own and try to fix it for people. It's really about cutting some grace for ourselves and not judging ourselves. Because remember, everything starts with us first. We contribute to the collective consciousness by how we show up, act, and behave. When we are compassionate to ourselves and we give ourselves grace and we eliminate judgment from self-judgment, this is one of the foundational pieces for us to move forward, to make a difference in our world and the lives of others. So yes, peace on earth is going to start one person at a time, individually. Every belief released creates energetic space for new earth frequencies to anchor. So think about that. As you clean up yourself, you're actually helping the shift and the transition to go into the new earth. So right now we're going to pause for a brief break. And, when we come back, I want you to think about this while we are on our break. What if your heart is the most powerful creative technology available? Just think about that. And when we return, we'll take a deeper dive into that talking point. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, and we're talking about collective rebirth and the new earth for the new year. So before break, we were talking about how we contribute to the old paradigms, but also learning how to rebirth yourself into the new world, because we're on a threshold of walking through the doorway. So, you know, I left you with this question: what would change if you realized your frequency is your contribution? And when we talk about the new earth, it's going to be kind of created through what they call coherent heart energy. Not force. It's the gentleness. It's the softness. It is the intention without alignment is wishful thinking. So alignment turns intention into manifestation. So when we are coming from the heart space, and I invite people to do this because I found this to be very helpful for myself, but also when I work with coaching clients, is that when you speak from your heart space and you just say the right thing, the right words, the right intonation, it's like you drop from being in the monkey mind brain of the chattering, trying to figure out what you're going to say, that when you're, it takes you out of the moment. So when you're in the moment, your heart energy matches the heart energy of whoever you come in contact with. And you usually will say what you need to say in a very kind and loving way. When we are in react mode, we just bump, you know, we just, or we get triggered. Sometimes we're just, you know, we're in our head and we're going, bada boom, bada bang, bang, blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, it's more of, I'm going to say react for lack of better words. And it could be implosive as well. So I invite people to really start practicing dropping into their chest. And when they need to talk to somebody, it's just connect heart to heart and speak your words through your heart space. You will always say the right thing, even in the most difficult conversations. Like I was saying, the new earth is going to be created through more of this type of response, not force. The intention without alignment is wishful thinking, and alignment turns intention into manifestation. So when you intend to be good or show up as your best version of yourself, you are aligning yourself when you drop into your heart space to do that. When we regulate our nervous system, open our hearts, and choose presence, we become stabilizers for the collective field. Okay, so it's like you're an anchor that's anchoring in this energy. Okay, creation, as we know, begins within through thought, emotion, belief, and embodied action. Yes, it does. And everything, you have to remember, everything starts with us. It's not something outside of yourself that is making you do something or creating your reality, unless you want to give your power away to that. Then you become a victim. And you don't want to be doing that. You want to step into your power and be aligned with the inside of you, so whatever's on the inside is reflecting out. It's in alignment. I find that as you become more and more like this, you're going to be able to discern who's lying, who's not lying, what's truth, what's, you know, illusion, what's, you know, I call it, what's real, what's Memorex, for those of you who are of that age, I am. Memorex was like some type of thing back in the 70s, 80s, or something like that. But what's real, what's Memorex, what's real versus what's AI, and what, the other thing that I add is what's real and what's bullshit. So your bullshit meter is going to go off the charts, because you're going to be able to know when something is totally out of alignment, or even a person you're standing across with, their words that they're saying are totally misaligned with who they are. And I think we're witnessing a lot of that in our political arena. And it's very interesting to be alive right now and to witness this transformation that's happening and occurring. We're right in the midst of it. The thing you have to remember, our natural tendency is to want to do more. I want you to throw out the do more thing, because it's not about doing anything. It's more about being and being aligned, a difference. Do more is force. Being aligned is receptive and allowing the energy to flow to you instead of trying to push the energy up the hill. Okay. Those days are gone. Thank God. So if these conversations resonate with you, I invite you to join our newsletter community. It's where I share insights, reflections, and upcoming offers to support you on your ongoing evolution, just like what we're talking about today. So go to my website and sign up for that. And you also get a free guided meditation on how to be in the present moment. You might want that. You might want to sign up for that, because that's really key right now. So, you know, what is going to be our role or your role in the new earth? What if your presence alone is enough? Or how would you show up differently if you trusted that your energy matters? This is a good one. It actually does matter. Okay. The new earth is lived through kindness, integrity, sovereignty, compassion, and authenticity. What we are currently witnessing in our universe is hate, meanness, being a bully, being out of integrity, and totally inauthentic and just, you know, not compassionate at all. When we choose to be kind and have kindness, small choices like that ripple outward. How you speak, how you listen if you're listening or reacting, how you rest, and how you love. So be aware of your intonation when you talk to people. How you could really help yourself, like we had talked about in the last segment, is just dropping into your heart space and just checking in with heart and doing your best to connect heart to heart with another person. It's actually a form of telepathy, believe it or not. When, you know, I work with animals and stuff like that, I drop into my heart space and I always connect heart to heart with them, because they will talk to me telepathically that way. And it's very interesting, because we as humans have that capability to do that human to human. That's a very highly evolved form of communication, believe it or not. What I want you to drive home is this: you don't need to convince or awaken anyone. Your embodiment is the transmission. And I want to say that again, because It's not about trying to make something happen or to make somebody wake up. Your embodiment is the transmission. Who you are and the energy that resonates from you is what is going to awaken people. No words sometimes have to be said. And what I want to also tell you too is that as each one of us awakens and becomes more heart-centered, it automatically strengthens the collective grid. Just remember this, the new earth begins wherever fear ends. Okay, so how are you showing up in the world? Are you transitioning from fear to love and abundance? Or are you still stuck in that old paradigm trying to keep things at bay and trying to play whack-a-mole at the fair, reacting to control things? You step into the new earth individually by you making that decision to be more heart coherent and allow that energy from within to ripple out. That's a lot to think about because we have more power than we know. And it may be just the most subtlest thing, but it's enough to shift. So what would it feel like to trust life again? Or are you living in reaction or creation? Are you doing or are you being? Rebirth moves us from survival mode into soul sovereignty. So it's like taking back all the energy that we have given away, maybe consciously and unconsciously, to everything in our world, other people, other situations, and it's calling back the parts of us that have been lost in another time and place. It's almost like a shamanic modality to recreate ourselves. Just imagine that who we are is this beautiful radiant diamond. As we live our lifetime, parts of that diamond fractures off and goes to different places where we get stuck. A piece of us gets stuck in another time and place. Triggers are an example of this. It's like part of our soul is probably trapped in another time and place, that whatever the trigger of the situation is a very similar energy to that part of our soul that's trapped in another time and space. So when we're able to come to neutrality with that, we reclaim that fractured part of ourselves. So our diamond, who we are, becomes more radiant, complete, and whole. That's something to think about. And if that resonates with you, just reach out to me. I'd love to work with you and help you with that. What I want you to remember that the new earth is going to be operating on trust, collaboration, and inner authority, okay? It's about just knowing without a doubt that everything's going to be all right no matter what the heck is going on around you, okay? This transition asks us to soften, listen, and allow, not control. Okay, sovereignty doesn't isolate us. It connects us more deeply. And just remember, we are remembering who we are beyond conditioning. We're actually returning to self. So I just want to remind you, you are not late. You are not broken. You are not alone. You are part of a collective rebirth, and you're going to contribute to the new earth more than you may ever realize. So we're going to break for our next commercial, and when we come back, we're going to put this into a delicious meditation. conversations so you could have an experience. View on iTunes, and I will be very grateful, and this will assist in getting the information out to those who need it. So stay tuned, and when we come back, meditation time.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
On Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, talking about collective rebirth and the new earth. And I found this to be a real timely thing for our episode since we are actually on the precipice of entering 2026. It's hard to believe that it's almost here. And, you know, before we went on our breaks and in the other segments, we kind of defined what, collective consciousness is and, you know, who we are and how we participate into collective consciousness, but also how important our energy, our choices, and the way we show up is essential right now. And we're all witnessing the dichotomy in our world, the polar opposites of love, appreciation, respect. We're seeing the polar opposites of that. And it's no mistake, because this is how we are able to move into another threshold. It's like we're at the doorway of the old, of what that reality was, mostly based on fear and created out of fear, to a reality when we step through that doorway that's going to be more created on love, trust, and well-being. Two different modalities, two different ways of operating, okay? And we are in charge of that. We choose for ourselves where we are going. And as soon as you decide for yourself to leave the fear and live differently in trust, you have stepped into the new world. It's that simple, okay? I just want to talk a little bit about looking at how we show up and if we're reacting or are we responding. To me, that is essential too, because when you are aware and awake, you know, you get triggered. Everybody gets triggered. I mean, you know, something could set you off and you don't know why you got triggered, but it's almost as if you are given the opportunity to or react and just recreate the same thing over and over again. So my wish for you in this new year is to really show up in the best version of yourself and to speak from your heart and stay in your heart space, because this is what the new earth is all about. I'm going to, you know, call it the woo or whatever of, but it's more of a feeling. It's more of a response, not a reaction. It's also about being fully present in the moment. So we're going to get ready to go into a guided meditation to assist you to go through the collective rebirth with way more grace and ease and to anchor it into the new earth. So I just invite you just to find a comfortable place where you're not going to be disturbed for the next 6 to 7 minutes. And, you know, just allow yourself to either sit or lie down, whatever you choose, and just take a moment now to settle into your body. Wherever you are, just allow yourself to be supported, maybe by the seat of the chair, the back of the chair, or the floor or the bed that you may be lying on, or the couch you're sitting on. Just feel yourself supported. And if it feels safe, I invite you to gently close your eyes. If not, just soften your gaze. Have those soft eyes. And we're going to begin by bringing your awareness to your breath. Not changing it yet, just noticing. Now take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and exhale gently through your mouth. Again, inhale deeply and exhale, releasing the weight of the day. And one more time. Breathe in light, clarity, and presence, meditation, and effort. And just allow your body to soften. Let your shoulders drop. Unclench the jaw and soften the space around your eyes. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to become anything. You are arriving right here. Now, bring your awareness to the base of your spine, your root center. And just imagine gentle roots extending from your body, down through the floor, down through the layers of the earth, and anchoring deeply into the heart of Mother Earth, Gaia. Feel the earth receiving you, steady, ancient, supportive. With every exhale, allow anything heavy, outdated, or no longer aligned to flow down through these roots. Old beliefs, old identities, old fears, old stories that belong to a world that is passing. You don't need to analyze them, just to release. The earth knows how to transmute all things. Now, gently bring your awareness to your heart center. And imagine a soft light glowing there, warm, intelligent, alive. With each breath, this light grows brighter and more expansive. This is your heart field, your creative center, your connection point to the collective. And within this space, silently affirm, I am willing to release the old. I am open to rebirth. I allow myself to align with the new earth. And feel these words move through your body, not as thoughts, but as vibration. Now imagine before you an energetic doorway. On one side is the old earth, built on fear, separation, scarcity, control, and survival. You may sense images, emotions, or simply a feeling. Acknowledge what this world has taught you and thank it for the lessons. And recognize that its time in your field is complete. You do not need to fight it. You simply no longer resonate with it. As you breathe out, imagine gently stepping away from the doorway, allowing it to close behind you. Now turn your awareness forward. Before you is another doorway, glowing, alive, and expansive. This is the new earth frequency. An earth rooted in compassion, coherence, collaboration, sovereignty, and love. As you step through this doorway, feel the energy shift. Your body may soften, Your breath may deepen. Your nervous system may begin to regulate. This is not a future place. This is a frequency, and you are aligning with it now. And just notice how it feels to be there. Now imagine this new earth energy flowing into your body, into your heart, your nervous system, your cells, your DNA. Allow it to recalibrate you as you bathe in it. You may feel warmth, tingling, peace, or a sense of knowing. And silently affirm, I anchor peace where fear once lived. I embody truth where illusion once ruled. I choose creation over survival. And just feel this frequency stabilizing within you, making you a living bridge between worlds. Now imagine countless other hearts across the planet awakening, opening, and remembering. Each heart a point of light, each person contributing simply by being present. And see these lights gently connecting, forming a luminous grid around the earth. You are part of this grid. Not because you try, but because you are aligned. And just feel the collective field strengthen as coherence increases. Your calm matters, your compassion matters, your healing matters. Now gently bring your awareness back into your body. Feel your feet, your hands, your breath. And take a slow, nourishing breath in and exhale fully. Allow this frequency to integrate gently, without urgency, without effort. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Before we go on to our next break, I want to leave you with this. You are not here to save the world. You are here to remember who you are. And in doing so, the world remembers too. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about collective rebirth and the new world on the cusp of the new year. So stay tuned and we'll wrap it up and see you after the break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. How did you enjoy that meditation? You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about collective rebirth today and the new earth on the cusp of the new year. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's episode. Just remember, you're not breaking down, you are breaking through. What feels like chaos, exhaustion, and uncertainty is often the nervous system recalibrating to your higher consciousness. Rebirth is not comfortable, but it's purposeful. Remember, the new earth is a frequency, not a destination. It is not something we wait for or arrive at someday. The new earth exists whenever compassion, coherence, and sovereignty and presence are embodied by you individually. Your energy is your contribution. Yes, you do make a difference. Your regulated nervous system, open heart, and aligned presence strengthen the collective consciousness. And releasing the old is not an act of love. Oops, I'm sorry. Releasing the old is an act of love, not rejection. Okay. Letting go of outdated beliefs, identities, and systems does not dishonor the past. It honors your evolution. Embodiment is the transmission. The new earth is anchored through lived integrity, kindness, self-trust, inner authority. Your being is the message. So we are living through one of the most profound transitions humanity has ever known. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of an old being. As we move through the collective rebirth, remember, you were never meant to carry this alone. You were never meant to have all the answers. You were meant to remember who you are and allow that remembrance to ripple outward. The new earth does not arrive through force, fear, or urgency. It's born gently, steadily, through awakened hearts, choosing truth, compassion, and presence one moment at a time. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. The new earth is not built by force. It is born through awakened hearts choosing truth over fear. And I just have a brief little expanded channel message for everybody. Beloved ones, you are not witnessing the collapse of life. You are witnessing the shedding of what could no longer hold the frequency of truth. What is dissolving was built for a different time, a different level of consciousness. It was never meant to travel with you into what is now emerging. Many of you feel disoriented, untethered, or weary, not because you are lost, but because you no longer are anchored to the illusions that once gave you a sense of certainty. The ground beneath you is changing, so you may learn to stand within yourselves. You are being asked to release the need for external validation, rigid timelines, and inherited beliefs that no longer resonate with your soul's knowing. This release is not punishment, it's liberation. So I want to leave you with this, and as we segue into the new year, I wish you a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year full of love, peace, and well-being. And just remember, you are worth it. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.